Wyoming Public Radio's news director, Bob Beck, has been with the station for 25 years this month. During that time, the station has received 81 national, regional, and state awards. Bob himself is a two-time winner of Edward R. Murrow Awards and has contributed to two Emmy Award-winning television projects. He's covered the Wyoming legislature longer than any other broadcaster in the state, and he's helped WPR grow from being a small station covering southeast Wyoming to a nationally recognized operation covering the entire state. Bob joins us now to talk about his time at WPR. He says a lot has changed since he started there in 1988.
I think at the time there were maybe five of us who were full-timers, and then there was a number of students here, some part-time employees, and that was a theme for the first 3 or 4 years I was here. Everybody that worked for me was some sort of a student or an intern, and so we were almost a student training ground in some respects for the first few years I was here. I then acquired two full-time people, I think, 4 years later, and then that sort of changed things.
One of the other things that's changed, of course, is that we now have our own show, Open Spaces. How did that get started?
Well, we used to have a show called Wyoming Today, and it actually started as Wyoming Talks. It was a talk show at noon. We turned it into Wyoming Today, which was an evening show, but it was every day, and I wasn't satisfied with the quality of the programming. Sometimes you were talking to a lot of authors in a week just to fill the show, or you were talking maybe to the person who was building something in a community or something. You just ran out of good ideas. And so what I wanted to do was develop a high-quality news magazine program. And after years of begging to get the opportunity to do that, we put it together. My original thought was it would be a 30-minute program because I was terrified that we wouldn't be able to fill a whole hour. My news staff at the time said, that'll be easy, and we can fill an hour. And so that's what we've done. And that's been fairly successful. It's only 1 year not won a national award, and I've been delighted it's been so successful and people enjoy it.
What's one of the most difficult stories you've worked on?
Well, I think there have been a couple, but I think the toughest one personally that I'll go to my grave thinking about was the Matthew Shepard murder for a number of reasons. I think, first off, it was, as far as a murder goes, a pretty bad one. There was a lot of violence involved in that. It's a little complicated. You know, why did he get in the car and end up on the fence, and what was the intentions of the people who killed him? I mean, that's going to be debated, I think, for a long time. So it's an interesting story in that regard. There was a lot of national media that came here that said a lot of things about Wyoming and Laramie. And there comes a point where you hear that and you're covering the story, but you are part of the community. And so I think there's a stress that's involved with that. And making sure that everything was accurate and then knowing that we were reporting nationally as well, that's the toughest one. I was up a lot of late nights on that one thinking about where I was going to go. It also probably leads to one of my more amusing anecdotes that I could share. During all the madness of when this all started, it was homecoming week here at the university. And so to take a break from all the stress of covering that case, I actually took my normal duties where I work in the press box at the University of Wyoming football games, and I got a call from NPR. They had my number there, and they said, we need you to get the governor as soon as possible because he's calling for hate crime legislation. That was Governor Geringer. I happen to know Governor Geringer was not a fan of hate crime legislation, and I told them they were wrong. They said, no, we're right. It's on the wire. And I went and got Governor Geringer, who I knew was in the press box that day, brought him to the phone, had him tell the NPR editor that, no, in fact, he is not calling for hate crime legislation. And then I wrote the story, and they went, oh, okay. And so it was an odd, amusing part of a very stressful weekend.
You mentioned here with the Matthew Shepard coverage that you were juggling both your role as a reporter and being part of the community. And that sort of leads to a larger question. We usually think of journalists as trying to maintain some separation between their professional life and their friends, which is difficult in a place like Wyoming where you do get to know a lot of the people in your community. How have you juggled reporting on people who you might also be friends with?
I've always been very upfront with people that if we're golfing or if I'm doing something with them, do remember what I do. I have an ethical standard. I really will report on things that I know to be news. There are people I've reported on even recently that I know personally, and I just really focus on the task at hand. I'm sorry you got arrested for this, or I'm sorry that maybe you did this naughty thing, but I do have to report on that, and I'm not going to give you a break just because we know each other. I really am here for the listeners, and nobody's going to trust me if I start cutting deals with people. So I've never had a big problem with doing that. Has it cost me an occasional friend? Yeah, it has. But usually you get over that. And people, it's like I like to say, I know a lot of police officers too, and I don't know many of them that are not going to arrest me for armed robbery if I commit that just because we have a relationship. And that's the same attitude I've taken towards people that might be in the news.
One of the things, of course, that you cover every year is the legislature. Give us some insight here into Wyoming legislators.
I would say the thing that I like to tell people about the legislature is they are all doing what they think is right. They are representing their constituents. So people in Northeast Wyoming do think quite a bit differently than those of us in Southeast Wyoming. And people in small town Wyoming think a lot differently than people who live in larger cities. In fact, that's really how the legislature is broken down. It's not necessarily partisan. It's not Republicans versus Democrats at all. It's generally where you live or what you do for a living. So all the oil and gas guys would like to see this happen. Those people who live in small communities would like to approach things this way. And that's usually where it's broken down. In fact, when I cover it, I cover the issue, and there have been times that I've gotten hammered by some of our listeners. You had all Republicans in that story, but they all opposed each other.
So after all these years of covering the legislature, when are you running for office?
Yeah, that'll probably happen very soon. I've always joked that is something that I would like to do just to get even for all these years of, I think there should be a media vote every year. So we have a chance, because we certainly know the issues as well, and we should have an opportunity to pontificate. But then there's that little ethics thing that gets in the way sometime of a good time. But I would love to consider that down the road, but still a little young yet for that.
News director Bob Beck is celebrating his 25th year at Wyoming Public Radio. Thanks so much, Bob.
Thank you.